tell you that InfoSystems is the .607 The Show, you're live. I'm David Carnes, and I love this hour. From 6 to 7, we always talk about issues related to faith, family, community. That's what it's all about, and the gentleman sitting to my left embodies every single one of those. That's just kind of a given, but what I like primarily is that Clay Hales and all the folks at InfoSystems get it. They give back to the community, and every Wednesday night, they typically will bring on nonprofits, and we'll talk to them, and they just promote community, and it's a good thing. So, Clay, a little bit later on, we are going to bring on a very special guest. His name is Coach Lerone Jennings. I've talked to Coach before. He is a great guy, cares so much about kids and communities in this town, and the Bethlehem Center is basically a faith-based agency that is dedicated to transforming lives and communities through a lot of different programs and ministries that are just focused on things like character development, education, literacy, leadership development, and Coach Lerone Jennings is at the center of that. We'll meet him in just a moment. But Clay, welcome. Let's get you involved first.
All righty.
First of all, InfoSystems technology. I love the story of InfoSystems. This is so so Chattanooga, because entrepreneurism is something that is really big right now, and you were kind of on the leading edge of that in Chattanooga. Talk about how InfoSystems got started.
Yeah, well, if you trace it back to the beginning, I came to Chattanooga in 1979 and went to work for a company called A&A Business Machines, and fast forward on the story, worked there about 15 years. I became vice president, and then I bought the computer division out and took several people, of which you saw my first business plan. It was on the back of a napkin, because I showed it to you one day. But
I love that. The napkin is still in his desk drawer.
Now, actually, you prompted me when you were there, and you were like, you really should do something about that. And so I felt like it was a little bit self-serving, actually, to put it somewhere, but talked to some other staff members and some of our marketing people. So they took it, and we actually framed it. And we said the inception of InfoSystems, August of 1993, and the napkin is in our lobby. So and that's where it is now.
Now, what do you remember right off the top of your head what's written on that napkin?
Yeah, well, I not verbatim, but I had because we were peeling out a division of a company and going to another company, had the people that were closely associated a part of that group. And then I had the different solutions that we were offering at the time, like we did a lot of pharmacy systems, the first computers that were put in independent pharmacies. We put lots of those. In fact, that was my first really big project when I got into the business in the 80s. And then we also had contractor systems, job cost accounting systems for contractors. We put a lot of those in. So we were rating and ranking our solutions about viability and long-term survivability and all that stuff. So I have some rudimentary ranking.
And the typical layman would probably not understand that napkin at all.
Oh, well, nobody can read my writing.
Oh,
so no, it's actually, some of it's legible.
Well, obviously, even when you were working with, was it A&A?
A&A, yeah.
When you were working with A&A, there's this thing inside your head that was clicking away, I'd really like to do this on my own.
Well, from the beginning, I went to Carson Newman College. This goes way, way back. I like to say in a previous century, way back in a previous century. So I graduated in 1979. By the way, a few weeks ago we had the YPAC on, and I said I didn't qualify because I just proved it. I don't qualify for YPAC in that age.
Got to be at least born in the 90s. Young professionals.
So, but anyway. I was a management major, but I minored in what was called, we called it data processing. It became information technology or the whole IT field. And I just loved that stuff. But I also had a passion for being, seeing business ending, like in a small business, like you get to do, you get to live it all, and that's kind of cool, but it's also really challenging at times too. But A&A was a great place. I mean, it was a good deal, and I had a lot of fun and I learned a ton. And
are they still around?
No. Well, so A&A, I took the computer division and split it off and renamed it Info Systems. And our first day of operation was March 1st, 1994. But
did you already have a customer base fairly already in place?
Yeah, it was fairly. I mean, honest truth is the division was losing money. I mean, it was not, horrible, but
sure.
it was not a profitable group. And that was March the 1st. By the end of that year, by December, we had it in the black. And it was, real challenging and fun. But
so what did you do? And I know we don't want to get too in the weeds, but
right.
What did you do that wasn't being done previously? Were there systems that were put in place, or was it just management style?
Well, I guess there was a couple of things. That was the infancy of a lot of small business networking, and we were big into that. Now, others were doing it, but we were always about going in and trying to do more than just put a network in. We really, from the beginning, we tried to say, okay, tell me about your business, where you're headed as a business, and then let us help you build a technology plan to accomplish that, and then we'll help you implement it too. But we wanted to be more than a provider. We wanted to be more like a consultant. And a lot of this stuff, if you're really going to do that, I mean, if you're serious about that, it really gets into a relationship-based trust. The goal is to become an extension of their team or just part of their team. Mm. And maybe on paper, we're a business partner or we're a solution provider or, we're a vendor, but in reality, what we want to be is an extension of what some business is trying to accomplish. And that's where a lot of this roots come into about, investing in people, therefore, wanting to do, really caring about nonprofits, but really, people is what it's all about.
702-9111, talking with Clay Hales. He's the president and CEO of Info Systems Technology, who sponsors this hour once a week. A little bit later in the hour, actually, we're going to bring on the Bethlehem Center, which will be our special guest tonight. Bethlehem Center, executive director, coach Lerone Jennings is here as well, and we're going to bring him on also. So we have got a big, big hour planned for you. Stick around. It's Your Live. We're with Clay Hales. We got Coach in. It's always a good night when these two guys are hanging out. 6:14, we're back. It's Your Live News Talk, 95.3 WPLZ. Today's forecast goes blue sky. 6:18, the show is Your Live. David Carnes talking with my special guest right now, talking with Clay Hales. He's the president of Info Systems, and we're talking just a little bit, Clay, about how the business of Info Systems even got started. And one thing that I love about Info Systems, apart from the excellence that you guys provide and the customer service that you guys provide through Info Systems to folks needing IT services, but what I'm attracted to the most is the community aspect of it and how you as a company understand the principle of the more you give, the more you get, not necessarily in material, financial, but the more you get just overall in life. I mean, that's kind of the thing, isn't it?
Oh, sure. And, I guess to not be too philosophical, but I feel like I've been very blessed. I've had people invest in me, but I really have always believed that at the end of the day, life is, and everything's about relationships. And that's all that really is going to matter when we sunset. And in doing that,
that's a true IT term, by the way, when we sunset. Yeah, absolutely.
God, No pun intended, but I don't even think that way. So, you know, but I am a little bit geeky because I hang around geeky people all the time and tend to love it, you know, so it's I have a lot of fun with it.
Well, I'll say, I've taken a tour, Clay was kind enough to give me a tour of InfoSystems one time. I have never seen a happier workplace than you find at InfoSystems. I mean, people have a passion just about working there.
Well, you know, and that's part of the whole thing that really goes back to that investing in people thing. And, you know, we're not a perfect company. We don't do everything right. No, gee whiz, you know. But we really work hard at the people side of it. And then try to make a difference for customers. And you know, with that thought, though, along the way, it just becomes very apparent. There's a lot of really worthy, you know, nonprofits and causes. And sometimes it's challenging for them to get the funding. And everybody I've ever met who was really called into that, because that's really how it is, they have a passion for doing it, but they really struggle to get their, you know, to accomplish and reach all they want to reach. And so we do a lot of IT stuff, and, you know, and sometimes people pay, and sometimes, you know, we help them out a little bit, or at least they're going to get a great deal. Okay, yeah. Every nonprofit, somehow we're gonna do some stuff for, okay? It's just how it is. But even if they don't, that's not even what it's about. It's about investing back in people, and there's a lot of just awesome, really, you know, just great things going on in Chattanooga around nonprofits. And also the community, you know, my experience in the last couple of years has been that there's kind of a resurgence. There's something brewing in Chattanooga that you just don't see everywhere, you know, and I don't think it's the water. I think there's something about people really trying to make a difference for others. Some of the, you know, that entrepreneurial stuff and some of the just quality nonprofits we have going on, and that's exciting to me. I want to be part of something like that. I love to be part of a community with things happening.
And we've got Coach Lerone Jennings from Bethlehem Center here. You can jump in on any of this. You don't have to wait till I introduce you. But, you were talking about the whole entrepreneur thing. And what I like is that, especially you specifically and with InfoSystems, there's a combination. It's kind of the best of Chattanooga. There's the entrepreneuristic spirit. What's the word? The entrepreneur. Spirit of entrepreneurism. How about that? Yeah. and then there's also that giving back aspect. And I think the city leaders, I think that's their whole goal. And I think that kind of filters down to all of the businesses, all of the nonprofits as well. You know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I do, like I say, you know, you visit a lot of other cities. A lot of other cities have a lot of good things going on, but nobody's got anything on Chattanooga. I think we're one of the best kept secrets in the world.
Heck yeah. And Coach Lerone Jennings, hey, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing, David?
Man, every time a coach comes in, it's a good thing. Hey, Bethlehem Center, first of all, we have about 2 minutes before the next break. Let's just introduce it to folks that may not have heard of the work that you guys do and tell them what you're all about, the Bethlehem Center.
All right. Thanks, David. The Bethlehem Center is a 91-year-old inner city ministry that started in Chattanooga in 1920 by the United Methodist Church. And our primary focus is fourfold. One is to share, build character through spiritual growth and development. And number two is education. We want to make sure children are literate and reading and doing basic math. And we have after school programs and summer programs to help with that. Other is economic development, which we'll talk about a little bit later. How do we help people get employed? How do we help people start business? And Clay's right on target in terms of social entrepreneuring. Nonprofits are moving in that direction. Not only do we seek donations, but we find ways to use our gifts and talents and services for fee. And we'll talk about how the Beth Center is doing some of that.
And, you know, that's especially, and I don't even know if the Bethlehem Center was the recipient of any of the sales tax agreement money or whatever, but
we got cut.
Everybody got cut. So, you know, the point being now, I think nonprofits are going to have to start thinking a lot more outside the box than they have before. So we'll talk about that. It's the Beth. I'll still say the Bethlehem Center. It's the Beth, right? That's what we're talking about. This hour brought to you by Clay Hales. Again, he gets it. He gives back. InfoSystems, great organization. Check him out at infosystems.biz. We're back with more of Clay. Coach Lerone Jennings is here talking about the Beth. News Talk 95.3. We're back right after this. WPLZ. 6:28, the show is Your Live. We do it every night from 6 to 7. And our guest tonight is Coach Lerone Jennings. He is executive director with the Beth, right?
Yes, I am.
Bethlehem Center. And you mentioned the four aspects of the Bethlehem Center: character development, education and literacy, and leadership development. I guess education slash literacy, is that too?
Yeah, and economic development.
And economic development, okay. Yeah. This hour brought to you by the good folks at Info Systems Technology. Any IT needs that you need, whether it be a business, a nonprofit, educational facility, whatever, IT needs, phone system setups, you will not find anybody that you will trust more and Clay Hales over at Info Systems. Go to the website and see what they can do for you at infosystems.biz. And let's talk Bethlehem Center a little bit more and go through each one of these four. And we're going to hear from some folks that are very active and involved with the Bethlehem Center and who have been recipients and I guess are products of the Bethlehem Center,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
But character development, that is a huge one. And to me, that kind of leads to all of the other ones.
Oh, yeah. You got to be stable in understanding who you are and what your core values are. And that's one of the things that we do in terms of character development, is teach individuals how to feel good about themselves, no matter where the background has brought them and what others say about them. You have to learn to feel good about you. And we have a curriculum that we use to teach them 8 core values, and they help them stabilize their mind, body, spirit, and feel good about who they are and live out those core values in their everyday life to put them on the right track.
Now, let's back up just a little bit. Who comes to the Bethlehem Center? Who is the target audience, and how do they find out, and how do they say, you know, I think my kid needs to hang out at the Bethlehem Center for a while?
We target 1st through 8th graders who actually come to the center. However, we're in the schools like Howard and Brainerd. We go to the schools where the high school students are involved to teach leadership and character development. But those who come to the center are 1st through 8th graders, and the parents decide. We target the Alton Park and South Chattanooga community, but it's not limited to that, because we have students that come from all over town, some of them, and even from North Georgia, to participate in our programs.
And so the parents will take them to you. Is it after school, or is it during the summer, or how does it work?
It's both. Right now we're in our after school program, and they come to us from 3 to 6:30. And some of them we pick up from schools with our vans, and some of them the school bus, the county school buses, drop them off at the center. And some of them just walk once they get off the bus near their home. They just walk to the center. And we're at capacity right now. We got about 110 students.
Wow.
At the Bethlehem Center, 1st through 8th grade, and a waiting list. And we encourage those students on the waiting list to go to other after-school programs that we're affiliated with and encouraging or have helped establish.
So how do we get more people in? Do you need more volunteers or more funding, I'm assuming? How does it work?
Yeah, we need... Number one, we ask folk, our faith community, to pray for us as we seek to do this work. Been around 91 years, and God has blessed us tremendously. 2, volunteer. We need help. You really can't do all that you want to do in a nonprofit. It's not enough money to go around. We got to have volunteers. So businesses send volunteers, churches send volunteers, college students come and volunteer, and so forth. And we do need financial support. Every nonprofit needs financial support to stabilize its base programs and its basic staff needs to help pull it off, to make it good for the students that's involved.
You know what really jumps out at me is that it's a proactive thing that these kids and that these kids' parents are doing. And what I'm assuming, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but there are a lot of parents that are saying, you know what, I'm in a rough environment here. I know my kid is at risk just because of where we live, just because of the school that they're going to, whatever the situation that they're in.
Yeah.
So they need a good, solid, positive 3.5 hours of character development, of leadership. They need this, and they proactively put their kids in that positive environment.
Exactly.
Of the Beth.
Research shows that children that's going to get in trouble most of the time at higher risk is after school and summertime.
Mm.
And we try to make the Beth available in those after-school hours, and in the summer, so they can stay actively involved in healthy, wholesome activity and help build their character and give them some things to shoot for as far as their future is concerned and the positive side.
Yeah, and I thought it was a few minutes ago you were looking at your primary age target.
Yeah.
You know, just as a parent who, and we were talking about earlier about how old I am. So, you know, so the parents are, I mean, the kids are now adults. But there's so many things that are formative that are so early. And there's not enough, there's a lot of good stuff about society, but there's so many things that attack those core values you're talking about.
That's
that
right.
that are just not inherently always there.
Yeah.
And it's like by the time they're 11 or 12, you know, I mean, there's still some, but boy, getting that stuff done early is paramount.
Oh, yeah.
And especially about how people feel about themselves, because that's really, you know, when they lay down at night, put their head down, if they feel good about themselves and they want to make a positive influence, and that's the kind of the beginning of it, it seems like. Now, I don't do this for a living, but I was just pretty impressed with the way you guys go about doing this.
You're right on target. And we realize that everybody is what we call an asset builder. Even the children, we teach them first grade on up. You can pour into someone's life, speak into their life, positive or negative influences. And we try to teach them the importance of being an asset builder. Everybody, no matter what role or position you're in the community or in school or at church or wherever, all of us, we train them to be an asset builder. Speak and do positive things to help others realize that they can also benefit from you as an asset builder.
Talking with Coach Lerone Jennings of the Bethlehem Center, also talking with Clay Hales, President of InfoSystems Technology on WPLZ. And the perfect example that I think of when you say being an asset builder, something that I preach to my kids, to my Sunday school class, to any teenager that'll listen, is the one that it's a pet peeve of mine when, and it's not just teenagers, adults do it too, they jokingly put each other down.
Yeah.
Jokingly, hey, knucklehead, hey, jerk, hey, ha, 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 and never realizing that the person that they just jokingly put down, they're probably going to laugh it off, but you didn't build anybody up.
That's right.
You tore somebody down a little bit.
Yeah.
Jokingly or not, you tore somebody down. And you could have used the same amount of energy, say, hey, man, you know that thing you did the other day? That was awesome. Hey, thanks for doing that. And you've just built them up a little bit.
That's right. What we speak gives life or death to a person's spirit and mind. And we have to be very careful. The tongue is powerful. And we want to make sure as we teach and train that people are exactly doing what you said, David, speaking positive things in the lives of others.
And I wasn't planning on getting my toes stepped on, but there are a couple of people I need to work on that, just for me personally, working on the words that I'm speaking. Coach Lerone Jennings with the Bethlehem Center. We talked a little bit about character development as kind of leading to all of the other areas that you do develop. Let's go straight to leadership development, because Clay was talking about, you know, important to get to those kids early, but, you know, sometimes it's too late. You're not getting to them until high school. What are some of the issues that you're seeing in basically just kind of an overall landscape of youth today, that teenage age group? What's the personality that you're seeing that really needs to be worked on?
Well, some of them are being pulled at an early age, even before they get to be a teen, to being influenced by negative peer pressure. And everybody wants to belong and fit in somewhere, somehow. So sometimes we see the young people succumbing to being part of a gang or a negative environment, getting involved with drugs, or they're already coming from maybe a dysfunctional home where things are pretty tough. Like myself, my mother was an alcoholic, father was abusive, and school and athletics was the positive thing that pulled me towards doing something different and better. So we try to surround them with support groups that will help them move away from the negatives and see positives in the community at the Bethlehem Center. So we see all of these, what we call distractions and assaults on the mind and the spirit and of the young people. And they have to duck and dodge these assaults like drugs, crime, gangs, poverty, illiteracy. I mean, it's just so, our young people are being assaulted with so many things, and we have to surround them with what we call assets. So when they are assaulted and attacked, they need to see the assets that they have organizations, people in these organizations that reach out and care for them to help them build them up rather than allowing the assaults and the negatives to tear them down.
And how do you transfer that to leadership? How do you get someone to say, you know what, I do have something to offer, and not only do I have something to offer, but I'm going to take other people along with me on this positive journey?
Yeah. Most of the time, young people realize at some point that if they continue in this negative direction, that they're going to crash and burn. They're going to die, crash and burn, or make life worse for themselves. So if we feel like we get the gang leader or the lead drug dealer or a disruptive student, if we can reach them who's already a leader, but they're in the negative side of things, if we can help them realize their potential, they can influence students to come along in the positive once they cross over and start going down the right
direction.
It's
flipping that switch. It's
changing that
mindset.
That's
using
right.
the same skills just for the powers of light instead of the powers of darkness.
Yeah. Like we see young people who are gang leaders or involved and got influence, and we tell them, you can be a leader. You can still be a leader, but for good.
Mm-hmm.
The drug dealer, he's an entrepreneur already.
Absolutely.
But he got the wrong product.
Yeah. make money the other way, right?
We can show him as businessmen, right, Clay?
Oh, absolutely.
In America, you can come up with any idea and product, and people will buy if it's good and you got good customer service. So we're trying to help them understand in this country, it's the greatest country there is, you can earn a living. If you can't find a job, we tell them, create one. Mm. Start a business.
Yeah, I will tag on and say, you know, there's a misperception about a lot of small business owners that or anybody in business that they think, oh, yeah, you came from family money, you whatever. Look, seriously, guys, I had less than $100 in the bank when I moved to Chattanooga. I've never inherited, and there's no ship out there. Okay, so, you know, like my ship's not coming in.
Yeah.
You really do have a chance.
Build your own ship.
Now, you have to. It's hard work.
It's
back to that thing you were talking about how people feel. You feel good about yourself when you're working hard at it.
That's right.
And you can succeed. The system we're in, it may have a lot of problems. It does. You know, the free enterprise system and all that kind of stuff. But it's still the best in the world.
It's still the best.
And you have a chance. I don't care what the background is or, you know, it's possible. Okay.
Yeah.
It really is.
And Coach, has there been any, talking with Coach Lerone Jennings on WPLZ with the Bethlehem Center, also Clay Hales with InfoSystems Technology, has there been any pushback from gang elements that are in town to the Bethlehem Center? Because I would imagine when you're trying to pull people out of a certain lifestyle, then the folks that are entrenched in that lifestyle may not want to let go.
Well, we haven't experienced a lot of open pushback. People know what we're about. We've been around a long time. I've been in this business all my life, seemed like, teaching and coaching, been a principal. And I've been in inner city work dealing with the culture for 40 years. So people in the area that know me and know my heart, my passion, even those who are not moving in the right direction, there's an element of respect and an element of admiration in terms of what we do. And sometimes they come to me by night. There's a Bible story where Nicodemus went to Jesus by night because he didn't want his boys to know. He was really trying to find out the truth and a different direction to go in. So sometimes they come to me by night and not really want their partners to know that they're seeking a way out or some direction as we move down the road.
That's awesome.
Well, one person that has come to the Bethlehem Center and has done very well through the Bethlehem Center is Charmaine Goins.
Yeah.
And Charmaine, are you there, Charmaine?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. And first of all, I think this is a great thing that you have helped create and that you're the general manager of with the Bethlehem Center. It's called the Beth Bistro. Before we get to that, we'll pick it up on the other side of a break that we have to take. But real quick, just tell people a little bit about your story and your experience with the Beth.
I've actually recently started working with the Beth probably in the last 4 months. But Coach Dennis has really been a factor in my life. And even though he didn't know it, I have been friends with his sons for many years. So my connection with the Beth goes farther than just my actual physical presence here at the Beth. You know, they would have been actually pointing to my life also.
And talk a little bit about that. Can you flesh that out a little bit more?
Sure. Lerone's son, Lerone Jr., actually has been like a mentor to my wife and to myself. I don't know if Coach said anything, but I just recently come out of prison. And even while I was in prison, Lerone would visit me and would just encourage. And that's one of the things that really kept me going even when I was in prison. It just gave me some motivation, you know, knowing that people that I didn't really even know.
And Charmaine, let me stop you there. Are you close to the radio by any chance?
No.
You're not? Okay. If you could try to, you're on a cell phone, right? And I just, because we can, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing you with the cell signal. If you could just walk while you're talking, try to find a little bit of a better signal, so we can hear you a little bit better. But you came out of a prison experience.
Yes.
You came to the Beth, and when you, I'm assuming, I mean, when you come out of prison, are you feeling how? I mean, like okay, I'm ready to jump into a new life, or are you feeling defeated? How do you feel when you come out of prison?
Well, I believe with myself, I can't speak for everybody who came out of prison, but for myself, I was prepared, but yet still leery.
Mm.
You know, because after been gone for 15 years, you know, not knowing what to expect, but believing in God. And I tell you what, from the moment I sat down with Coach Lerone Jennings, the connection that we made, it's like I knew this was the place where God had for me, allowing me to not only grow, but to pull out of me what God had already invested in, put into me. And, you know, we sat down and we talked, and I shared my past, and I shared my goals. I shared my experiences. And it's like God had connected, you know. So
yeah.
I grew up in the south side of Chattanooga, not really knowing, like I said, not really knowing the wrong personally, but I grew up in this side of the town. So being able to come back here and even interact with kids and get the belt has been an experience for me that really I pray for. I pray for the opportunity to get back to my community.
Well, Charmaine, we were talking about, you know, the importance of leadership and instilling leadership in folks in the community, and you're a perfect example of that. If you can hang on one second, I want to get your experience with the Beth Bistro and find out, A, do you deliver, and B, do you deliver in the next 15 minutes while we're still here at the studio. So we'll find that out. Charmaine Goins, 6:45. We're back right after this. It's Your Live, brought to you by InfoSystems Technology, WPLZ. Degrees in the beautiful city of Chattanooga, 6:48, your WPLZ time, and we're having a great time. The show is You're Live. It's brought to you every Wednesday night by Clay Hales and the great folks at InfoSystems Technology. Check out what they can do for your business. If you're looking for an IT company and not happy with the one you have, or you're just trying to do it all yourself and you're at the end of your rope, then InfoSystems, I promise, can help you out. And when you're dealing with a technology company and InfoSystems, you want somebody you can trust. And if I will stake anything that I have on the reputation of Clay Hales. He is a guy that you can deal with. And so any IT needs you have, you, your company, your nonprofit, just give them a call. They'll help you out. Infosystems.biz. You can get all the information there. We also have a guy. I'm in the presence of giants here today, man. Goodness gracious. We also have Coach Lerone Jennings, who his biggest claim to fame was he was Mindy Brooks, who works over at InfoSystems, was her PE teacher back in, what, third grade or something crazy like that?
Seventh and eighth.
Seventh grade, okay. I didn't mean to make you that old. I apologize. But, Coach, we're glad you're here, Executive Director of the Bethlehem Center. And on the phone, boy, talking about just being in the presence of giants, Charmaine Goins, who is the General Manager of the Beth Bistro. and has just had an incredible life story that we cannot get into all together, but it is amazing. Charmaine, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
And let's get back into your story if we can. And you said you spent years in prison, got out of prison, and one of the first people that you sat down with to help turn life around was Coach Lerone Jennings and the Bethlehem Center, and how that basically helped get you on a different path. And we were talking earlier, Coach, was about people that are involved in gangs, especially leaders. They have that leadership quality already. Talk about how you're maybe even using some of those same skills that you had, and now you're using them for a totally different purpose.
Right. If you really look at it, if you take a gang leader or a gang member who is able to lead in a negative way, if they were to take their energy and turn it around, I mean, that same energy that you're able to lead in as a negative way can be used positively. And I myself, even while I was in prison, I was over many gang members. But to be able to come out and do what I'm doing now over a restaurant or, you know, just being a leader in the community amongst the peer kids or whatever, you're just turning that around.
What Charmaine, what's the biggest thing that you tell kids when you talk to them? The number one thing?
The number one thing is I try to tell them the difference between a choice and a mistake. Real briefly, mm-hmm. See, a mistake is if I accidentally do something. But see, I didn't go to prison by a mistake. I went to prison because I made a bad choice.
Mm.
And if we look at our choices and choose our choices better, then we won't have to suffer the consequences that I went through. So I try to tell kids that, you know, it's not, I didn't go to prison by a mistake. A mistake, I accidentally did something. I willingly made a decision to do something, and I had to suffer the consequences. And if they learn that, it'll take them a long way.
And Charmaine, now you are the general manager of a new endeavor through the Bethlehem Center, the Beth Bistro.
Yes.
And first of all, what's the best dish there?
I got to say, listen, fried fish, I can't put a name on which one is the best, but the fried fish is something that you dream about. But I'll tell you something. If you come down and you try that chicken and dressing, people have been raving and going crazy about that chicken and dressing.
I'll absolutely do it. Yeah, is it at the Bethlehem Center? And where's the Bethlehem Center and where is the Beth Bistro?
Okay, the Beth Bistro is actually located in the Beth.
Okay.
And it's 38th Street, West 38, 200 West 38th Street. It's right across the street from the All Point Village.
Okay.
You can't miss it. You see signs on the roadside, the Bistro.
And
I'm
when,
telling you.
And when people come there for lunch, they can come there Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Friday, you can even go there for dinner, take a date, take your spouse, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. is when they're open. I'm assuming that the money is used to support the Bethlehem Center.
Well, we're trying to create the jobs to support those who actually run the bistro and give them an opportunity to build their family with good income. And being Charmaine, the general manager and owner, if like any other company, if they want to donate, give back to the Bethlehem Center, but we want them to strive and do well first. And we're providing some overhead, reducing overhead costs just to help them with startup and so forth. But we want those people. We've got created 4-5 part-time jobs. And
that's
as
awesome.
The bistro grow, we want to turn those into full-time jobs.
Okay, Charmaine, do you remember the, it's only been 4 weeks, so I'm assuming you do, but do you remember either the first check that you got, the first dollar that you got as a result of the Beth Bistro, and what was the, describe the feeling on getting that?
Well, it felt good. It felt good, period, because of where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
Just by getting a check and know that I worked for this, I got a check. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, the first thing I did is I spoiled my wife. You know,
good for you.
Good man. Good man. Very good. I love it. Well, Charmaine, we're going to let you go and get back to Coach here for just a second, but give us one more word, just one more thing that you've learned from all of your experiences in prison, coming out, turning things around. What do you want to say to people?
You know, truly, the Bible, it says, that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I find that to be so true. He turns it around, and he works it in for his good. So, I mean, I'm a living witness, a testimony to what God can do. If you just say, hey, Lord, here I am, use me.
Yeah, that's that, and you know, that's kind of the root of the issue is a lot of people don't, they won't, they rebel, right. They push, and that's when you get into trouble, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, Charmaine Goins, and check out the Beth Bistro. Not only support the Bethlehem Center, but support folks like Charmaine who are doing an amazing work. And let me tell you this, I can tell you that it's not just, well, okay, I guess I'll go there to support them. You're going there for good food.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're going there for.
Yeah.
And in the process, you can feel good about helping folks. But the main reason you're going there is because it's good food. Again, you can go there Monday through Friday. Go there for lunch. On Fridays, they also serve dinner until 8 p.m. It's right there at the Bethlehem Center. Coach Lerone Jennings, let's get back to the Beth for just a second because I do want to get to these other aspects that you guys deal with. Education and literacy.
Yeah.
Without literacy, I know that the kids have a really tough road to hoe. So talk about that.
Yeah, you know, particularly in inner city, research is showing, not just in Chattanooga, but across the country, that anywhere from, 40-50% of our students don't end up graduating from high school. Once they enter into the ninth grade, they struggle and they end up dropping out. Can you imagine going to a doctor and your success rate is 40-50%?
Yeah, not really. No.
we're in crisis. I wrote a book called Crisis in Urban America, and we outline some of these things. It's really important, and it deals with literacy. If a child not reading by third or fourth grade, prisons are being built as a result of our educational system and the feeders to it. So they can dictate if a child is not reading and they're literate by third or fourth grade, then we spend big dollars. And it's an industry because people make money off you going to prison these days. So, and it costs more money to imprison them than it costs to educate them. So we believe that to reverse the problem and deal with the issue, literacy is critical, that we got to get these kids reading. And the schools do good in many cases, but they can't do it by themselves with all the things that are going on. So we feel like that we need to help them. I believe in year-round school. Churches ought to be in after school and summer programs, rec center. Everybody ought to find a way to help a child extend their educational opportunities.
And I can't let you go without asking this, and just with about 30 seconds left,
yeah.
Chattanooga as a whole, you're right in the thick of things. Are we doing okay? Are we not doing okay? Are we playing catch-up in terms of gang issues, letting kids slip through the cracks? How are we doing? And I apologize, we only have about 30 seconds.
Well, I think we're doing okay, but we got to do a lot better. We've come a long way. I think we were late at really accepting the fact that Chattanooga had gang problems.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we accepted it now. We're moving forward. We're getting aggressive. Organizations and institutions are working together to deal with it. And I feel good where we are and where we're headed in terms of making Chattanooga the kind of place that others will really want to be here.
All right, Coach Lerone Jennings, tell folks how they can get in touch with the Beth. And my goodness, folks need to partner up with you as well. Businesses out there, they need your help.
Give us a call at 266-1384, extension 14. 266-1384, extension 14 is my extension.
And online, find out about all of the programs and the things that they're doing at the Bethlehem Center. Go to thebeth.org. Clay Hales with InfoSystems, what a model that you present in partnering up with the Bethlehem Center and other nonprofits here in the community. Thank you, Clay.
Oh, thank you, guys. This is fun when I get to do this stuff.
I know.
This is my thing.
And a big thanks to Charmaine Goins. And also, thank you so much, Breanne. I know Breanne called in, but she called in a little late. We weren't able to get her on. But Breanne,
okay.
We love you. We appreciate you calling in. And that's going to do it for this edition of You're Alive. I'm David Carnes, News Talk 95.3 WPLZ. Have a great night.